I asked the difficult question of our friends yesterday, and I'll be totally honest, I was nervous.
Were you?
It's the new etiquette, what did I call it? Pandemic etiquette. Callie and I are having dinner with friends tonight, and the assumption was that we would be eating outside at like...
Away from each other.
And we'd be cooking outside and the whole thing would be outside. That was an assumption I made, but Callie pointed out that these are questions that we have to ask now.
Right.
Because not everybody is on the same page with social distancing and whatnot.
Yeah. So what'd you say?
I just sent a text message and asked what time they wanted us to come over. And then followed up and said, we're eating outside, right? And then they wrote back, yes, absolutely, of course. So that was fine. But I was nervous because if they were like, no, why would we do that? Then, I don't know. I just feel like everybody's on edge about how everybody's handling the...
Everybody's on edge or we're on edge?
No, why are we on edge?
I'm kidding. Because we talk about it all the time. We're like super hyper vigilant and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
I'm making a joke.
Oh, I got it. No, I mean like everybody's on edge whatever side you're on. Like I just feel like there's a lot of tension about doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And whether we're supposed to be out and about and are we supposed to wear masks and don't touch me and don't look at me and get 6 feet away and what's the right thing and what's the wrong thing. I just feel like there's a lot of tension. So I was nervous, but it's all good.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am so grateful that at our dinner, well, probably before our dinner tonight, I'm getting a haircut.
Yay.
You kind of like my long hair, though, don't you?
I think it's cute.
Are you over it, though?
No, I'm over it when you try to style it because it doesn't look good styled because you look like 90s Jeff when you style it. But I like the shag. It's cute.
You do? Yeah. Well, I have a friend who his name is Richie, and he's cut my hair for years. And that's whose house we're going over to for dinner. And I said to him, look, I need help. So if I bring some masks and I come with wet hair, can you cut my hair outside? And he said, yes. So I'll be sitting in his front yard getting a haircut.
I'm going to miss it, but I get it. Is it bugging you?
Yes, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. So there you go. My name is Callie Dollar, and I'm grateful for sleeping in because I get to work from home today. Woohoo!
We put a survey on our Facebook group about the Name That Noise contest. Callie was so excited about this contest, and then we didn't get the interaction that she had expected and hoped. So I think you felt like it was time for it to go away.
Yeah. I mean, we did a vote in our Facebook group. The vote came back like 350 people said, yes, I love it. 80 people said no. Some other people, there were like two ways to say no. And then I spent some time reading through the comments. I think we should put it on pause for a little.
350 people to 80.
I know.
That's overwhelming, yes.
I know. But the no's, like people had really strong feelings about the no's. And I feel like we could tweak it to make it a little more friendly to the show.
Oh, hold on. Hold on a minute. How can 350 people be okay with it? And that's 350 to 80. That's over four times.
350 to, yeah, 350 to like 80-ish. 328
to 80. That's still four times as many people were into it than weren't into it. And no, people are always more vocal. Always. It's the nature of the no.
Yeah, but I do agree that maybe it's like, I don't know. There were some valid tweaks that we could make, though.
Like what?
Like one of them said that it's annoying playing it every single day in a row and then playing it back to back. So maybe like once a month.
So we play it on the first of the month and it just goes until somebody gets it. And then the contest goes away until the next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that, all right.
Or somebody had another idea, which is you let it go. There are three guesses and then you change the sound, but you up the money.
What? No. Now you're Jeff Dollaring it. Now that's confusing.
Oh, okay. Well, that was somebody else's suggestion. I'm just trying to represent the people.
But the people overwhelmingly, four times as
but
many.
But also, like, I'm not as into it now, so I want a break from it. So I think we should bring it back in June.
All right.
So then I can be excited about it. And in the meantime, we can do Free Stuff Friday.
Well, Free Stuff Friday is just a quick giveaway on one day that I think we'll do. We'll do it later on in today's show. We've got another Amazon Echo and $100. So we'll give that away later in the show. But I think for Name That Noise, I don't think there's any problem with taking a break between them. And I don't think it's something that we do constantly, but I also don't think it's something that we just do once a month because then it becomes an obligation.
Like, yeah, so let's just do it randomly, sporadically.
I think we do a third sound, like we did Name That Noise, right? Mm. We do a third sound, so we'll have done three sounds, the one that we got, like, what, on the first or second day, then this one, and then we do another one. And then it just pauses for a while. And we'll bring it back like in the fall. Like it almost has like seasons. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we play three
and
rounds in the
just
spring.
Just a reminder, if it's not your thing, it doesn't mean you can't listen to the show. It just means you can hit fast forward.
Yeah. The question that I have is, should we do it at the same time? Like what I don't ever want our show is to sound like a radio show where like everything happens at the same time every day.
It doesn't need to happen at the same time.
So we just floated around in the show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll do a third sound. I'll get to work. Do you want to pick the sound?
No. Too much pressure.
All right. I'll get to work on finding a sound and we'll do one more round of it. And then it'll just pause for, it'll be like once a quarter or once a season type of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw something on BuzzFeed that made me laugh so hard and got me thinking. Here's the topic. And I love these BuzzFeed topics because they just speak right to my soul. 29 things literally everyone does but would never dare to admit.
Some examples, please.
Me risking my job, career, and future to get 15 extra minutes of sleep.
Oh my gosh, 100%. But it's never 15 minutes. It's always a number divisible by 9 because that's how long your snooze is.
What?
Did you know that your snooze on your alarm clock is always 9 minutes? So if you keep hitting snooze, you always sleep in increments of 9 minutes.
Are you sure it's 9 or do you set the snooze time?
No, it's almost every, I have no idea the science behind it, but almost every alarm clock lets you snooze for in 9 minute chunks.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, weird, right?
Anybody ever try to breathe quieter while you're walking up a hill so bystanders don't hear you fighting for your life?
Oh, yeah. How about this? Ever get winded while you're on the phone with somebody and you move the phone away from your mouth while you're talking to them?
So you're not like.
Right.
Yeah.
And it could be doing something as simple as like walking out to get the mail.
Do you know that feeling of anxiety as you're about to walk past the security sensors on your way out of a store and think, oh, my God, did I shove a TV up my butt and I can't remember?
Yep, I get that. How about this? You're in the bathroom on the phone. And so you do the thing where you move the phone way out to like almost out the door, then flush the toilet, then scoot out.
Why are you going to the bathroom while you're on your phone? No, I've never done that.
You've never done that?
No, I don't take my bathroom, my phone into the bathroom ever.
Okay.
Gross. Should I get in the shower? And then 2 hours later, someone else starts the shower. Oh, my God. I was just about to get in the shower.
How about this one? When you get out of the shower, I'm just going to lie here for a minute. Yeah. And then you lie down on the bed for like.
Oh, my God. 30 minutes, an hour.
Yes. How about this one? Sending somebody a text message saying headed your way and you don't even have pants on.
Yep. Done that. Walking out 5 million times.
Walking out the door, not even dressed.
All the time. I'll do it at 6:05. Wow. Looks like I got to wait till 7. That's you.
Yes. It's totally me.
Me wakes up. Please don't be 7 a.m. Please don't be 7 a.m. Please don't be 7 a.m. Clock 3 a.m. Me. Yes.
How about, waking up and having it be 5 minutes before your alarm.
That's the worst.
Ruins your whole day.
No, you know what's worse is not 5 minutes. Yesterday, I woke up 15 minutes before my alarm. Because 15 minutes is like, if you go back to sleep, you're going to be so tired.
Yeah, you might as well just get up. Our phone number, by the way, is 800-434-5454. If you haven't yet put that in your phone, it's where we take your text messages. It's where we take your phone calls. So if anything pops into your mind while we're going over these, please leave the voicemail for us.
Somebody, what's your favorite song? Me, forgets every song I've ever heard.
Yes.
I can never name a song on demand. Movie theater, please silence your cell phones. Me, who hasn't taken my phone off silent since 2012, double checks my phone. Every time I do that, every single time. And I literally have not taken my phone off silent in years.
Right. 800-434-5454 if you have something you can contribute to that. All right, let's say thank you so much to the folks who have made today's show possible. We couldn't be here without our sponsors.
There is no time like the present to give your bedroom a little refresh. Who doesn't want a little refreshed, amazing feeling bedroom? Jeff and I replaced our sheets and our duvet cover on our bed with Brooklinen. And let me tell you, walking into our bedroom every day, even when we're just passing through to do something else, it feels so good. It almost gave it new life. It kind of looks like it was professionally designed, even though it was not. We did not upgrade any of our furniture. All we did was change out that duvet cover and our sheets, and it has made such a noticeable difference. So bring new life into your space. You should love your bedroom, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to do that when you can just refresh your bedding. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use the promo code UPSIDE. That's at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code UPSIDE. That's going to get you 10% off of your first order and free shipping.
I'm sure by now you're familiar with our friends at Care of. They are the vitamin and supplement company that delivers the vitamins and supplements picked just for you right to your house. Well, did you know that they've got a line for skin and hair so you can work on your beauty goals from all angles with ingredients that target hair, skin, and nails? Yeah, that's part of what they offer. You go online, you go to takecareof.com, you take a short quiz with questions about how much sleep you get and how often you work out and any specialty diets. And then a couple questions about your hair, skin, and nail health. And they will recommend supplements and vitamins that will be delivered right to your door in easy packets that you just take once a day. So simple. It all starts with the quick online quiz at takecareof.com. If you use the promo code UPSIDE50, you're going to get half off your first order. That's 50% off your first Care of order when you go to takecareof.com and use the promo code UPSIDE50. You owe it to yourself to take 5 minutes today and check them out.
If you've had the thought on a daily basis or a weekly basis of, I just need help, I need something to change right now, well, I'm going to suggest counseling to you because it is something that Jeff and I have both done for a decade and it has absolutely changed our lives. You do not have to try to figure out life alone. Sometimes you just need someone that can help you energize your brain a little bit and help sort things out. BetterHelp is here for you. They're going to help hook you up with a licensed professional counselor. So what you're going to do is go to betterhelp.com/upside and you type in some information about yourself, kind of what you're struggling with, and they are going to hook you up with a licensed professional counselor in under 24 hours. Now you can interact with this person on video chat, text, phone, and if you don't super mesh with them, which is really important, by the way, they'll hook you up with someone else really easily. So if you've been struggling, if you just want something to change and you're not sure what it is, I suggest trying counseling with betterhelp.com. That's BETTERHELP.com/upside. That's going to get you 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/upside.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, here are my three random things for today. An Italian swimsuit designer, a company called Alexia Beachwear. It's with an E. Have you heard of them? Are they famous or whatever? They have designed and are selling trikinis. Any idea what a trikini is?
No.
It's a bottom and a top and a face mask that all coordinate.
Oh, there you go.
So you can have, which I would say, like, the face mask is probably just going to be half of a bottom, right?
Yeah, probably.
So the woman who is the leader, the owner, the designer, whatever, for the company, her name's Tiziana Scaramuzzo. She's modeling them on their Instagram page. So trikinis could be all the rage. Weird tan lines, but good looking. Y'all match.
Because you match.
My second thing is a guy returned a rental car at an airport in London, London International, the other one, not Heathrow, the other one. And the attendant at the rental car place found an urn with ashes in the rental car.
No way.
This happened on the day after Christmas. Nobody has claimed it yet.
What?
Yeah, the urn arrived at the airport in a rental car, and it was turned into airport officials. But because it was one of the busiest days of the year, somehow what car it came out of got lost.
Shut up.
So grandma or something is hanging out in the airport, and there's somebody who's got to explain to his whole family why he doesn't have grandma.
Or do you think that someone was like, yeah, I don't really care about this?
I don't care. You're fascinated by that because of the conversation.
I can't. Okay. So when Jeff's mom passed, we were in the funeral home and I was really curious and had some questions for the funeral home director about stuff that goes on. And I was like, does anyone just not come back for their loved ones?
It was funny because we had, you know, when somebody passes, you have to have several meetings with the funeral home.
You kind of live at the funeral home for a couple of days.
So Callie and I were there, and you have to pick out different things and have. So we're meeting the funeral director, and he's in a suit. And he's very formal, and he's very, you know, solemn and whatever. And then we had to go back on Saturday, I think, to drop off a check and then to pick up my mom because she was cremated and she's at my mom and dad's house. Mm-hmm. So we had to pick her up, and he was just going to meet us there to settle up the bill and to give us mom. So he was casual, and Callie used that as an opportunity to have an off the record conversation.
Yeah, it totally did.
About the funeral home business.
I would have never had that conversation with that guy in the suit.
Right.
Too formal. But I was like, what happens if nobody comes and picks up this person? He's like, well, actually a lot of people that happens. He was like, and actually we had to come up with rules for it because there was a point where we were so overwhelmed with ashes that people weren't picking up that we couldn't hold them anymore. And basically what he told me is that people sometimes will fight over like who has to take someone. Like there were kids that were like brothers that were fighting over who had to take their dad and stuff like that.
It's not even ashes. That dad wasn't even been cremated. Remember, he was just living in a drawer for like 6 months. And the funeral director finally had to call one of the kids and be like, I can't keep him forever, dude. I need like the real estate.
You
got to
make a decision. Yeah. Right. And then he told me that if people don't claim their ashes within like a certain amount of months or whatever, because it's a kind of a long time, like 6 months or something like that, they go into like a space at the cemetery that is for people who are unclaimed, which to me is the most depressing thing ever, that there's a whole section of people that are unclaimed. And then, but like claimed enough to where they're cremated. You know what I mean? It's not like no one knows who they are or they were.
Well, they have an identifier on them. Like
you know who they are. It's just the people in their circle either don't exist or don't want them, but they signed off to have them cremated. So that's done. They just don't want to pick up the ashes. And I thought that that was so sad. And one of the guys was like a veteran and stuff like that. And I said to Jeff, I'm like, even if someone was the worst person to you in the entire world, like you had a horrible parent, wouldn't you just want to get the ashes somewhere so it's done and have that closure? Like that would feel like unfinished business to me. Like I can't imagine just leaving a parent, even one you hate, in a place where there's some sort of unfinished business. Like, bye-bye. You know what I mean?
The guy was taking, the funeral director was taking or had just taken the ashes of a veteran whose brother was like, yeah, I don't do whatever you want with him.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't want to do anything with him. And Callie said, like, can I have them? Can I give him a fitting?
No, I didn't want
no,
him.
But you wanted
I just
to
said,
do,
should he be honored in some way?
Yeah, do you want to do something? And the guy wasn't allowed to do it because it's, even though he's in charge of keeping it, it's not his property.
Right.
So he couldn't do a proper military service. So, yeah. So in Syracuse, all the funeral homes got together and bought a little, like a closet at a cemetery, and anybody who's unclaimed
just goes in there, which is like the most depressing thing in the entire world. And kudos to the people that don't think they have unfinished business by leaving someone that they know in there. I couldn't do it to a stranger.
The quarantine has got some people just acting crazy. There's a company that has an overstock of airplane food. Because flights aren't flying right now. So they've got those little packs of like mixed cheese and crackers.
So good.
The little dried cherry things that a lot, like it's like dried cherries mm-hmm. with nuts or something. They have a cheese cracker and raisin mix that I guess is pretty popular on JetBlue Airlines. Mm-hmm. They're delivering it to people's houses.
Love it.
So you can get airplane food delivered to your home if you are missing traveling and you just want to sit in your living room and look, watch old vacation videos and snack
and
like
eat Biscoff.
Yeah, snack like you're on a plane. Oh, I don't have our Free Stuff Friday music.
Fail.
I know, because I replaced it with...
Is it even really Free Stuff Friday if there's no jingle?
It's not a jingle. It's just the bed. It's the music.
I know, but it makes me happy. You know,
sorry.
Anyways, you can still do the voice.
Free Stuff Friday, because it's Friday.
It's not the same.
I know. We're going to give stuff away. It's just our way of saying thank you so much. It's been a really awesome week to have you guys listening to the show. Like a lot of really nice emails and people appreciating it. A bunch of people joining the advisory horde and stuff. And it feels good to be a part of this community.
Jeff's heart is full.
And we're honored to be here with you. So we want to say thank you. We do that with Free Stuff Friday. All you have to do is text. The word is spring. Text the word spring to 800-434-5454. And that gives you an entry into the Free Stuff Friday contest. And when you get your text back, it'll give you a link where you can earn a few more entries if you wish. The more entries you get, the more your chances are of winning. We'll let it go through the whole weekend because we know everybody's routines are disrupted. And we'll announce the Free Stuff Friday winner on the show that airs on Tuesday.
You know, I love this newish part of our show on Fridays, a check-in. And the reason that we do check-ins, Jeff said that one of his friends and their spouse were doing like check-ins since they're in quarantine of like just to take time to say, hey, actually, how are you? So now we're doing that on the show, and I encourage you to do that in your house or just with yourself or your friend or whatever. So Jeff, scale of 1 to 10, how are you this week?
I am right now at this moment in time, great. Like we had an awesome baby doctor appointment this week. We shared the news on social media. So anybody who doesn't listen to the show saw that we have a baby on the way. Callie officially entered week number to the last week of her first trimester. So it's cool. Everything's cool. So I want to say I'm like at a 9, but I have not been sleeping for crap this week and can't figure out why.
I know why.
Why?
You're out of gummy vitamins or the gummy. Didn't you start taking some sort of like gummy sleep aid? And I can see them empty right now on your desk, which probably means you intend to order more. But is it because you haven't taken your sleep gummies?
I don't know. Those are just, I don't think those are like sleep. I don't think I need.
But that's the X factor.
That's the only thing that's changed?
For this week.
Maybe.
Tell us about your sleep gummies in case somebody wants to try them.
They're just melatonin gummies. Like I don't take Ambien anymore. I don't have to get up at a crazy early time. So whether or not like a great night's sleep is not super important. And somebody said, take these vitamins at night. And
I think they're working for you.
Maybe that's it. So now that I'm
not exciting.
Now that I'm not taking them, it's keeping me up. I don't like that.
Well, I mean, anytime you use like a sleep aid and then you're not, I think it throws your body off.
Oh, so maybe I have to get some more of those, but it's more of like a, like it's just a vitamin that you take at night, but it has melatonin and lavender or something in it that's supposed to make you relax.
I know, but that could be helping.
Man, at 2 a.m. I was awake the other day and I had an idea for our buddy Kramer, who's got Certified Mama's Boy, he started his podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is what he needs to do. And I texted him and he's like, bro, it's 2:30 a.m. What are you doing? And I'm like, I just want to give you this idea. So we chatted for like 15 minutes. And then he's like, why don't you go to bed? I'm like, I'm going to. I just want to give you this idea. I put my phone down, fell back asleep. But yeah, so I'm like at a 9 other than sleep. Where are you at?
I'm at like a 7 this week.
Really?
I was super excited that we had a baby appointment. One of my friends lost her baby this week. She's about a week ahead of me in pregnancy. And that was just like a knife to the heart this week. So I was so sad for her. And I'm starting to be like missing my old job.
Oh, because
like I'm grateful that I am currently employed. So don't mistake me for someone that's complaining about that, but I really this week have been longing for
you still have your old job. There's just not as much to do because
I don't have
you're on a skeleton crew,
but my role right now isn't playing to my strengths, and the job that I usually have allows me to do what I'm good at every day, which I don't think I realized is such a blessing to be able to do what I'm good at.
Sure.
Every day.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually, now that I like deep dive and think about this, maybe that is why you were constantly frustrated at your last job, because you weren't able to do what you're good at because you were doing other things.
Because I was putting out fires over here when I wanted to just be playing over here.
Right.
Yeah,
and like when you were on the Burt Show, you're like the funny creative guy and you got to do that. So I think when you're not able to do what I know, this is just temporary. And again, super grateful to have a job. I'm not saying that. I really have been longing for the use of my skills, and I haven't used my work skills in 2 months.
But, and I think as we navigate this whole thing, like I'm not trying to be like Debbie Downer about it, but if you didn't have, like, your skills didn't go away because you took on this new role.
Yeah, they did.
But what would you be doing? There's nothing for you to do.
Nobody's there, but, like, I listen in on the show the whole time. Like, I don't do that now. So I don't have a sense of, like, what's going on with my anchors. You know what I mean? Like, my anchors are still in the building and they're still dealing with things during the day. And I usually am the one to help them navigate. But now I don't do as much navigating because I can't hear what's going on during our show.
Got it.
So it's like, and that's a direct result of me listening in to another group of people that I have to listen to. So I miss out on what the producers are telling my anchors, what's going on behind the scenes. And I really, really miss that because I feel kind of out of the loop, and then I can't help like.
Can you put like one in each ear, or would that be too much?
It's too much. Because then if I miss a cue from the director, then that screws up our show.
That's bad. Because that's on live TV.
So I'm kind of struggling with that right now. And I miss it. And I, you know, I'm going to be doing this new role like definitely through the summer, maybe even, you know, I don't know the way this is going to go. Like, I've kind of mentally prepared myself to be doing this until I come back from maternity leave.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you leave on maternity leave?
Well, yeah. And then
yeah,
I come back and my old job would be there. But yeah, because we're definitely, our office is going to be this way at least through the end of the summer, which is what, August, September by Atlanta standards.
Yeah.
And then October. So maybe, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But so I'm mentally preparing myself for that. It just kind of been like, I feel drained by that, you know?
As a family, though, we're averaging an 8. And so that's a good thing. I'll take an 8.
Yeah, an 8's good. Yeah, I don't think a 7's bad. It's just kind of like, yeah, there's just more going on in my brain this week, you know?
Yep, I get it.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I think we have some homework over the weekend.
Okay.
Your idea to give commencement addresses to the class of 2020, I think we do it. I think we limit them and have them just be a couple minutes long. Like, so we'll do like Callie and Jeff's 3-minute commencement address or something, or 5 minutes commencement in 5 minutes or less or something like that. We just do short little commencement addresses, but I think we have to do them next week because graduations are all this past week and next week.
Well, I had some thoughts. I actually had some thoughts in the shower. Do you ever get good ideas in the shower?
Best thoughts.
I get such good ideas in the shower.
Best thoughts or shower thoughts?
So my thought was, what if we had people call in and give like advice in under 3 sentences, like for grads? And it could be funny, it could be inspirational, it could be like, what? Like, I was kind of in my head thinking of that. What is that? That Baz Luhrmann song?
Always wear sunscreen
or whatever. But what? I was thinking like little snippets of that. And then if people call in and give like 1 to 2 sentences, maybe we can like mash it all together and have like a mashup.
So
like we can be Baz Luhrmann.
We should do, but it's two different things. So I think we do our commencement addresses. Like maybe we do ours on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And then we have people call in on Monday and on Tuesday. And then we get edited all together for Wednesday. So on Monday, and Monday would be one of us, Tuesday would be the other one. And then on Wednesday, we would just have people call up and just give one line, you know, like you said, 1 or 2 sentences of advice. And then we edit that all and make it into a
Baz Luhrmann song.
A Baz Luhrmann song.
Perfect.
Okay, we could do that. So can you work on your speech over the weekend?
Yeah.
All right, great.
Hey guys, I'm listening to episode 257, and Jeff had the funny idea of, you know, having people stand up on Zoom. But I'm actually a director of HR, and I am not personally addressing the issues individually, but we have had to have education on teleconferencing, on video conferencing, on the etiquette of it. So what we did was we educated the entire population all at once to address some issues that have been brought up, and the whole dog barking. We've gotten several complaints from the same person about the same person. Well, her baby's always crying, and you see her husband walking in the background with the baby. Oh, okay, well, she is home. She's still doing her duties. I'm sorry that her baby bothers you, but she still has a life and a family. But yeah, it's crazy time we're in. All right, guys, thanks and have a great day.
Skillshare is an online learning community. It's got thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people. Here is what you get with a Skillshare membership. You're going to get strong community. And right now, that's really, really important. You're going to have the support of fellow creatives who are in the same situation you are. They're working from home now, or they're more isolated than they're used to being. Same thing. We're all dealing with the same thing. You're going to give you the inspiration and the encouragement, and they're going to communicate with you, make life a little bit easier. And the classes, they're designed for real life and all the circumstances that come with it. If your routine and schedule has changed, you can take Skillshare classes whenever is convenient for you. After the kids go to bed, when they're taking a nap, when you've got them working on their schoolwork, whenever, Skillshare is there for you. Right now, just because you're an Upsider, you can get a discount on a Skillshare membership. 2 months absolutely free of premium membership. Go to Skillshare.com/Upside to claim your 2 free months. Skillshare.com/Upside. Now, we want to say thank you to those of you who call in to tell us about the great experiences you have with sponsors of this show.
Y'all, okay, so this is Sydney from Tequila. I just got my Bomba socks last week, and I finally got to wear them today. Oh my gosh, y'all. They are the best socks I think I've ever owned in my life. My feet are so comfortable. It feels like I'm walking on pillows. I'm on my feet all day long because I coach kids in athletics. And they are the absolute best socks ever. Thank you guys so much for supporting them. They have such a great cause. I'm so glad that I bought 6 pairs and then 6 pairs were given to kids in need. This is the greatest thing ever. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Give a pair when you buy a pair of Bombas socks. You get 20% off your first purchase also by going to bombas.com, bombas.com/upside. 20% off your first purchase, bombas.com/upside.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Reagan. I wanted to keep going with my weekly gratitude call-in to you. Today is the last day of chemotherapy for my dad. He started his journey on February 1st, and through this all, he has been in the ICU for an entire week. Bounced back from that and then continued on with his chemotherapy, and today is his last day. So I just want to put that out there that I am very grateful and hope to see him soon. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is Danielle from Maryland. First of all, congratulations on baby Valor. So excited. So excited for you. I was listening to Tuesday's episode. And as for an idea for, like, a gender reveal, I think the idea of you guys going to the lake where you got engaged is super cute. But if you want to do, like, a extra level, it's sort of Pinterest-y, but I was thinking of if someone could, like, get a dog toy filled with the information and then have Sadie and Lily pull it apart just because, of course, they're your first kids. So they would be fully part of the moment, too. But I can't wait for you guys to find out and then share with us when you're ready. Love you. Again, congratulations to Half Dollar, loading in November.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Taylor in Douglasville, Georgia. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I'm on my evening walk with my son. Anyway, I was listening to episode 256. We guys are talking about the red light bulb in your baby's room. And I think that's actually pretty great tip. We have the Hatch sound machine in our son's room, and you can change the light, and we do the red one because I read that as well, and it's bright enough that we can still see in there at night when we need to go in. We turn it on when we do his nighttime bottle, and it seems to work like a charm. So he's always been a pretty great sleeper. I don't know if it's attributed to that, but definitely worth a shot. It can't hurt anything. So I'm just wanted to say that one seems to be a pretty well-tested piece of advice. So, yeah. All right, y'all. Have a great night.
Hey, my name is Jessica, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee. I was just listening to episode 256 when you opened the table to ideas for how to do the gender reveal for baby Dollar. Congratulations, by the way, again. So exciting. And I just wanted to share an idea that one of my best friends did. The wife's parents lived in-state and the husband's lived out-of-state. And they let the mother-in-law, or in this case, you could do your father or you could do Callie's parents, and they let them decide how to share the gender reveal with them so that they knew first. And so it was a really cute way to, like, involve the parents. And they delivered the news for them. They shipped, they're a musician, and they shipped a guitar to the house, and it was pink. And so it was a pink, like, little girl guitar, and that's how they found out the gender, and it was, like, a sweet note from the family. Yeah, that's my idea. Good luck. I can't wait to hear what you guys decide to do.
From time to time, you may stumble, fall. You will for sure have questions, and you will have doubts about your path. But I know this, if you're willing to find out what makes you come alive, you will be happy, successful, and you will make a difference in the world.